Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Whitney. How may I help you?
Hi there. I've left a few emails but haven't heard back from support. One of my ships that I got was broken on delivery, and I'm just wanting to figure out what I can do. Do you want the order number or anything like that?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. It is... Sorry, I had this here. I believe it's 900-222-55.
One moment, please.
Thanks.
900-222-55.
So 9 and then 4 zeros, 3 twos, and 2 fives. Does that make sense?
Okay.
9.
Sorry, I'm missing
yes.
a 2.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was missing all a 2. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
So this is for an eShop order that was placed on January 1st of 2020, December 1st.
Yeah. And I've emailed a few times and never heard anything. So it's like the packaging on it, like crushed, the packaging itself, like crushed the model. So the top part is broken. It's like people call it the roll bar. And the other thing was, you know, I'd called before I'd ordered, and I said, you know, there's two versions of this small Reliant. One is called a collector's box, and I said, what's the difference? And they said, only the box. But when it came, the magazine is also smaller. So I thought it was coming with a full-size magazine, but it's actually smaller. So I've emailed a few times saying, can I, you know, the small one's broken. I think it's the box itself is kind of too tight on it. On this collector's box, quote unquote, and I said, can the replacement be the regular version? So I don't know if that was a holdup, but I've sent like 3 emails. The last one on, you know, in February, and haven't heard anything back. So just trying to figure out what's possible.
Okay, sir. One moment. Let me look over the account.
Okay.
Okay, I'm still with you, sir.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So which issue do I need to reship out to you?
Issue 11.
Wait, this is issue 11. Is it the one on this account?
The one that I ordered is called, I don't know if it's an issue. It says Collector's Edition 13. So it's the same model. It just comes in a smaller box. And I called and said, is there any difference? And they said, well, it's just the box is smaller. But then it turns out that the magazine itself is also smaller and like inside the box. And so it doesn't match up with my other, you know, my other ones with the full-size magazines, and I just like...
Okay, let me look, because I don't see that issue on here. One moment.
Okay.
All right, so it was one of the orders you placed on December 1st, correct?
That's right.
On this one, I only have the Space Box, Space Dock Special, and the Reliant Miranda class, and the Katalonga class battlecruiser. Is it one of those?
So it's the Reliant, yeah.
The U.S. Reliant Miranda class, number 13.
That's right.
0013, that's okay. Yeah, so those, yeah, those magazines are smaller with those. That is correct.
Yeah, and I called before to ask if there was anything different about it, and they said, no, just the box is different. So I said, okay, I'll order it. So then when it came, not only was the model broken, but the magazine is smaller.
Yeah, so that smaller magazine is going to be smaller on that one.
Yeah, so I didn't know, and I asked specifically, is there any other difference? They said no. So they did not tell me the magazine was smaller. So I was hoping, ideally, that I could get a replacement and it would just be the regular Reliant Miranda class with the magazine issue number 11. And so that's what I was hoping would be the case.
Well, we can't do that. We only can reship what you've already purchased.
Okay.
Let me see if there's a difference. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So the U.S. The U.S. Reliant. So there's an issue 11 that is a Reliant Miranda class that's bigger than that. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's the same model. It's just that yes. So it's the same model. It's just it comes with a bigger magazine. I think the regular price is 5 cents apart, 4 cents apart.
Let me see. One moment, please.
Okay.
So the part is correct. You just want the bigger magazine?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. Well, here's the thing. No, the model itself is broken. It arrived broken. So I need a replacement for the model.
That's what I'm asking, sir. The issue itself, is it the correct size? Is just the magazine is smaller?
Yeah.
One moment, please. I'm in the wrong one.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry, I know it's kind of a unique issue.
All right, let me see if that's if there's any difference in those. One moment, please.
Okay.
All right, one moment, please.
No worries.
All right, they're still looking. Is this one moment?
Okay.
So, yes, you bought the collector's edition. The magazine comes packaged with the model. What he received is the magazine that goes with that model he purchased. So, yes, that is the collector's edition.
Yeah, that's the one I received.
Right, that's the one you purchased. So, we can't switch out the magazines on that. We can issue a new issue on the product since it broke, but the magazine is going to be the steel magazine that comes with it.
Well, I guess the other option would be just a refund, and then I can order it again. I'll probably wait till it goes out, would be the other option.
Yeah, the other, unfortunately, with it broken, let's see, one moment, please.
Okay.
All right, I'm still with you, sir. One moment.
Okay.
One second, please.
It's okay.
All right, I'm still with you. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir. I can go ahead and issue a refund for that one. So I'll go ahead and issue the 1603 refund for that one.
Okay, that's fine.
But she said when you purchase that, the website tells you the magazine is smaller. So you did get what you purchased.
It doesn't. If you look at the Reliant.
She sent me the screenshot, and when you go to the what you order, the U.S. Reliant, the special edition, it tells you right beside the magazine that it's the smaller one. And she just sent me the information. It's on the website as well.
It says, okay, I'm looking at the website that I
ordered. It's right next to the box, and the box dimensions are listed right underneath.
Box dimensions. Okay, it says box dimensions, but does it have magazine dimensions?
Correct. Yes, sir, it does.
Where does it say that the magazine is the same dimensions as the box? So, I'm fine with what you're saying, but I don't like it that you're telling me that it says what the magazine dimensions are, because it does not. And this is box dimensions.
Okay, I'm going ahead and issuing the refund, sir, and you can purchase whatever you like to go ahead and do. So the 1603 will be refunded.
Do you understand? Okay, before you hang up on me, all right, because you're telling me that I'm wrong, and the fact is I called ahead and said, is there any difference with the regular version, and they said only the box, okay?
Well, that information, someone didn't know the information. You bought a collector's edition, and then the other ones, you bought a regular edition. The regular edition comes with separate regular size magazines. The Schultz Clusters edition you got comes with a smaller magazine, and both of those clearly states the dimensions of those.
The magazine dimension is not clearly stated on the website. I'm looking at the website right now. I don't like you telling me that that's not true. I was trying to be nice about this, and you're trying to make me feel like I'm wrong or something, and I'm not.
But I'm just getting the information from my supervisor. She stated the magazine is sitting next to the box on the picture, and it is smaller than the original one.
That's okay. That is difficult to determine, okay? Because on the other one, hold on a second. Let me look at the other one.
It's the same size. It's not smaller than the box.
Yeah, I mean, on the other one, it does not have the dimensions of the box. On the regular version, there's no box dimension or magazine dimension stated. Okay, so I'm not trying to be pull one over on you guys or something. I'm just saying that your website is confusing, and that, you know. I'm a good customer. I didn't do anything wrong. I thought I did everything right. I called and I said, is there any difference between these two? And they said, no, only the box is smaller. If they had told me that the magazine is also smaller, I would have ordered the other one. Okay. So I'm just trying to, I would think that would be helpful for Eagle Moss, as opposed to, you know, trying to tell me that I'm wrong. Cause I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, I just let my supervisor know that that should be more clear on the website as well, because me looking at it, we know, like you just stated, you don't know that information, and I'm just getting that information from my supervisor, but I did go ahead and get you refunded, and I'm going to get that call, whoever told you that they're no different, because there certainly is, so we'll definitely get with that agent that told you that information.
I think you should tell Eagle Moss to make it clear on the website.
That's what I just stated, sir.
What's your name?
It's Whitney.
I mean, I was trying to be nice this whole time, and I feel like I'm kind of not very happy about this, but, you know, whatever. It's fine. You guys win. Okay?
So 1609, I'm processing that reship, and I'm going to let Eagle Moss know to get that more clear on the website.
Okay.
And then make it, you know, different that you're purchasing the collector's edition and then the regular edition, so we don't have this problem in the future. But I did go ahead and get that refunded for you, and then you can purchase the next one for you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Bye.